Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and we have joining us in studio Superintendent of South Cobble Public Schools, Mr. Daryl Pruder. Good morning, sir. How's it
good
going?
Good morning, James.
Hey, did you get any rain? We had that little cell move through Coffeyville, but it was just like, you know, it just kind of boop, right through.
We got sprinkles.
Yeah, well, they're over it. Really coming down here just kind of to our east.
Now, I haven't been
morning.
To school yet, so I'm hoping we're not flooded there.
I know, yeah. Well, thankfully, we didn't have a flash flood warning for Nowata County, so that's a good thing. But still, especially to our southeast, it's kind of bad deal there with a lot of rain just to...
Yeah, and we're still fighting that downspout gutter issues.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of rain, we get flooded inside, so I don't like that at all. I like the slow rains.
That's right.
No flash flooding.
No flash flooding. Well, hey, we have a meeting coming up tonight for the South Coffeyville School Board. So what's on the agenda?
Well, 6:30 tonight, business office, South Coffeyville High School, 600 East 5th Street. First thing we'll do is call the meeting to order, do the roll call, approve the agenda, approve the minutes of last month, May 11th, the consent agenda, which the activities, accounts, and pay bills, all the encumbrances. And then the first real item, we'll go back in. We will vote to go into executive session to discuss some personnel issues and do that. So we're going to look at hiring a couple teachers and then coaches this month. So that'll take a little while to go through all of that. Then we'll vote to come out of executive session, go back into regular session. The statement that nothing was conducted, no votes were taken in executive session. Then we will look to hire a science teacher. And then we have an elementary position that we hope we can fill tonight. And then we will take action to our item 10, consider action to hire the coaches for this upcoming year. And then looks like we're going to board takes action on the employment of Stephen H. McDonald because he is a financial consultant, because we're going to try to run another bond if we get that done. And this looks like this time we're going to try to run the gym bond again, and that's that $5 million bond. And so we're going to talk about that to see if we're sure we want to do that. And if we do, then that bond will be ran in August. Okay. I'm going to switch pages here, James. I got
and
two
so
pages.
That'd be a similar bond, but you kind of got to change it a little bit, right?
Well, since we've run two other bonds, we don't. We're going to run the same. We're looking at the same facility, the same amount of money, and try to get that done this time. We're tired of losing by one vote.
I gotcha.
And then after all of that discussion, item 13, we'll consider action to remain a member of OPSRC, which is a purchasing organization out of Oklahoma. Consider action to continue using Journey Ed, which is a software that we use for the elementary school. And then consider action to renew our contract with OSIG, which is our Oklahoma liability insurance. And then we consider action to continue the online education with Tri-County Tech out of Bartlesville, which is a good program for us. And then also we'll look to approve Jeff Lay as the school treasurer, and he's out of Hominy, Oklahoma. And we'll do that. Consider action on the property casualty with OSIG out of Oklahoma as well. And then that's our casualty insurance. Consider action on workers' compensation. And then we will recommend and consider action to vote on the renewal of the lease with Welch State Banks on our LED lights. And we have to do that every year. That's a 5-year lease when we put those lights in. So Welch State Bank owns those till we get those paid off. And then on superintendent's report, we have a bid for some concrete around the backstop of the softball field. We're looking at a little upgrade at the softball field, possibility of a new lawnmower. And then we also received a physical education grant from the state of Oklahoma, which gives us about $10,000 to buy equipment and supplies for our PE, which is kind of going to for that the president's physical fitness testing. And so we'll We've received, well, we hope we receive that. And then we've also received a grant from the Cherokees to do an outside classroom setup. So, and we've got a lot going on. The storm shelters, they should be breaking ground this week to pour concrete for the new storm shelters. And we're taking some trees out, doing regular maintenance. And so it's a busy place at South Coffeyville right now.
Oh, that sounds like it sure is. So definitely great to get some of those projects taken care of. Any other summer projects you've got in the works?
Weed eating galore.
Oh, yeah. That's a never-ending one.
Never-ending.
For several
so
months.
There's always repainting, repairs, replacing ceiling tiles, cleaning floors, you know.
Putting some of those students to work there.
We're trying to. We lost one. He didn't like the work.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Are they learning about, like, painter's tape that you kind of have to use
they
that?
They will be. They haven't yet, James. We've been weed eating for the first week and a half, so.
The other thing is, I'll put in my two cents, it's always good, and even I get stuck by this sometimes, teaching kids about overspray when you're spray painting.
Uh-huh.
There's always, it will always go much further than you think it will.
A lot of these are their first employment, so we teach a lot of everything.
A lot of everything.
Show up, stay, work when you're here. Yes.
That's good.
It's not as easy as it sounds either.
That's good.
But they're good kids. They just need to learn to work. And we have a great opportunity if we can just get them to show up.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, we'll be following along, and it will definitely be interesting to see what the board decides on the bond issue if I decide to run that again. So
yep.
We'll be covering it.
Yeah, I hope we do. But we never know.
That's right. Well, anything else to share with us here?
That'll pretty much do it.
All right, James. Superintendent Daryl Pruder here from South Coffeyville Public School. We appreciate you joining us here today.
Not a problem. I enjoy coming in.
Absolutely. And coming up next, we are going to have a update from USD 445 here in just a few minutes. And we'll also have Open Line coming up after that all the way through 11 o'clock. You can call in those rainfall reports as well, 620-251-6909, or put them up on our Facebook page right now. You can also answer our question of the day.